The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Our Gemara discusses the halacha of mumer and min and all other kinds of people. Legabe, the halacha of the Torah, if he's considered a yid or not. So there's a big question as far as Ribbis is concerned. Taisis on our blot discusses it, and it's very, very relevant in a number of ways. For example, there's one question when a person has a business where he lends money on the internet. So, when he lends money on the internet, he doesn't know who he's lending money to. So generally, the rule would be that since most people are not Yidden, so he would be allowed to lend Beribis because he could assume that we go Basarayv. The only issue is that would make more sense when the borrower approaches the lender at some kind of facility. For example, the lender would have a bank and the borrower would walk into the bank, then we would be justified in saying that we could follow Roiv because called the parish, Miruba parish. Everybody knows that there's a concept called that when something leaves the situation where there was a Roiv and it moves to a different place, we can assume that that item that separated itself from the group came from the majority, what the majority of the group is. However, in a situation where one were to approach the group and deal with the item where it is, where it's kavua, then we would have an issue of kal de parish, of kal kavua kamechza mechza dami, that the Gemara says that if, although there's a majority, and usually we would say you follow Roiv, nevertheless, if you approached the item and dealt with it, where it's kavua, in the situation where it is settled in a place, the halacha is that we have to treat the minority as though it is 50%. For example, the Gemara says that if a person throws a rock into a crowd, and the majority of the people are not people that he would be chayav misa for killing them, and a minority would be chayav misa for killing them. The halacha is, since kol kavua kamechza mechza dami, it's a suffolk. And the other way around also, if the majority he would be chayav misa for, and the minority he would not be chayav misa for, nevertheless, we would not follow roiv, because kol kavua kamechza mechza dami. So the question presents itself, how do we treat a situation where there's a website that's offering loans to people, and we don't know the identity of these people who are borrowing the money? Do we say that the people borrowing the money would be considered kavua, or do we say, since they may very well be sitting in their house and be kavua in their house, or do we say that since they had to act in order to access the website, and to, in that way they separated themselves from the crowd, so to speak, because it was the action of the people that actually involved them in this online marketplace, that may, for some reason, cause us to view them as being parish, as having separated themselves from the crowd, and then we would be justified in using the concept of roif. It's very not clear how to treat this kind of situation, but it certainly is not worse than a safek kavua, so it's not so chomer. A safek kavua might only be a sex faker. The question is, if we have another makom lahakel because of the fact that the people that we are dealing with, generally speaking, are mumrim. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya in Kufnun Tes is that a mumr is, it's mutter to lend money to him, but it's usher to borrow money from him with ribbis. So if there's a yid who's mumer l'chol ha'tayra kula, who's irreligious completely, the halacha would be that I can lend him money beribis, but I cannot borrow money from him beribis. The question is, why is it that I can't lend him money. I'm sorry, why is it that I'm allowed to lend him money? There's an argument in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that the reason is because he's not Achicha, he's not considered your brother. In the Torah it says, Leisashach L'Achicha, you can't lend money beribis to your brother. He's not B'chal Achicha. Another pshat is that the reason why you're allowed to lend the money is because although he is considered Achicha, and the Torah really is talking about him when it discusses the Halachas of Ribis, nevertheless, since the Torah concludes by saying, V'chai Achicha Imach, your brother should live with you, only somebody that you're obligated to feed him and to sustain him, such a person, the Isser of Ribis applies to. However, a person that we're not obligated to give him staka, the halacha of Ribis will not apply, and since the person is a mummer, the halacha would be that we are not obligated to give him staka, and therefore we're not obligated to lend him money free of interest, and we're allowed to charge interest. The kitzer, there's an argument whether he's ba'etzim achicha, but there's a new heter, why you can lend the money beribis, or the halacha is that really he is b'chal achicha, really he's not b'chal achicha, but nevertheless you're not allowed to borrow money from him. Now the question is, if he is not b'chal achicha, so why, if he is not b'chal achicha, why are you allowed to borrow money from, why are you not allowed to borrow money from the mummer beribis? Why is it that the Shulchan Aruch says that you could lend to him beribis, but you can't borrow from him beribis? If he's not achicha, why can't you borrow from him beribis? So Rukhi Eger says that the reason is, according to these Rishonim, because of Lifnei Iver. Because although, as far as you're concerned, he's not achicha, nevertheless, there will be halacha of Lifnei Iver L'Sita Mechshol, and because of halacha of Lifnei Iver L'Sita Mechshol, that's why you would not be allowed to borrow money from him. But the issur of borrowing money beribis, that would not apply to a mummer according to Rukhi Eger. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that it's not true. Even according to the Rishonim Hold, he's not bechlal achicha when it comes to lending money to him. Nevertheless, when it comes to borrowing money from him, he is considered achicha, and I am prohibited from borrowing money from him, not only because of the issur of lifnei iver, but also because of the issur of borrowing beribis. What's the difference? So if you say that the only reason why we're not allowed to borrow money from a mummer is because of the fact that you're being over lifnei iver. So now there might be room to be makel if the mummer could have lent money to somebody else beribis, a different yid. If the mummer could have found another yid, another fraya yid like himself, and lent money to him beribis, then it could be that the yid, the erlich yid who borrows money from him beribis, is not being over lifnei iver because he could have found somebody else. That's machlokes in the achronim, whether we say that when it was possible to borrow money from to do the aver with a different yid, would we say that the yid who actually presents himself to do the avera would be oivel lifnei iver, or do we say that since the person who was being oivel avera could have found somebody else who would have offered him this item to do the avera with, so nobody else is prohibited from doing it with him because of this of lifnei iver? Now, like we said, it's mutter to lend the money beribis, but it's usher to borrow money from him beribis. And borrowing money, we found as machlokes, why is it usher to borrow money from him? Is it usher to borrow money because you're being over the isser of ribis, or is it because of the isser of lifnei iver l'sita mechshol? So in the first case that we discussed, where a person has a website where he lends money to people, that case, there seems to be a strong makom lahakel, because like we said, first of all, it's a safek kavua. It's not so clear that it's considered kavua for a number of reasons. First of all, we don't know how to treat this halacha of a person visiting an online marketplace. Number two, especially since the advent of mobile devices, it's not 100% clear that when the person is accessing the internet that he's necessarily in the comfort of his own home. He may be traveling on the road, which would certainly render him a parish and not a kavua. So it's a safek kavua, so that's one makom lahakel. Number two, we have the makom lahakel of the fact that he's a mummer, and therefore it's mutter to lend the money beribis. The only question is that the Ramaz Paskins, over there in Kofnun Tess, that a tinek shenishba, it's also to lend money beribis. Because a tinek shenishba is not considered a mummer, and he's considered a shaygig, and therefore it's also to lend the money beribis. However, the Radvaz has a tshuva where he says that even though it's possible that the halacha should be like the Ramah, since the mumrim that the Radvaz was discussing were people that at this point were already exposed to a certain extent to Yiddishkeit, and they had the opportunity to become from, So therefore, the Radvaz says that certainly in a case of Safik, we don't have to be machmer. If we have a Safik, if this person is a Yid or a Goy, we don't have to be machmer. So he's talking about a case which is even more chumradik than our case. He's talking about a situation where you don't even have Roiv. You just have a Safik Ashakal. You have a 50% chance that he's a Yid, 50% chance that he's a Goy. And he's a Tinik Shanishma. Nevertheless, the Radvaz says that since he had the opportunity, he's not being forced at this point not to be a Yid, so the halacha is you can be makel on these Yisurim. So that's certainly a makom lahakel when it comes to lending money beribis. It's advisable if you have the opportunity and it's not too hard to make a heter iska klali to put on your website that a disclaimer that says that if the iser of ribis applies to you, then this halva is only being done according to the guidelines of heter iska, which would be a heter even if we would want to be machmer on all these issues. As far as borrowing money from a mummer, there's a very, very serious problem that we know that Quicken Loans is owned by a from Yid, and there's a very, very serious problem that they if they buy a person's mortgage, then the person now is paying money to a Freie Yid. He's paying ribbis to a Freie Yid. So that's a very, very big problem, and like we said, there is a little bit of a makom lahakel according to Rabbi Kveger, because Rabbi Kveger says that the reason why we're not allowed to borrow money from a Freie Yid is because he is only because of Lifnei Iver, and since Quicken Loans can certainly find other mortgages to buy, he didn't Dafka have to buy your mortgage, so you're not being over Lifnei Iver. Also, you can say that in this situation, the person has no choice. He's not actually going and doing and putting a michshel in front of the Yid. The Yid went ahead and bought the loan without his knowledge, and also whether he likes it or not. So the person is to a certain extent an onus, and I don't think we can consider such a person to be over on Lifnei Iver Lisita Michshel. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says that you're being over the Isra of paying ribbis to another Yid, then we have a serious problem. And there are some eitzes given by the Rabbanim that may or may not be that convenient. I heard a heter from Shlomo Miller that if you find somebody else to pay the ribbis for you, and that person, in other words, you go to your Rav and you ask your Rav to please pay the interest this month to the bank, and the Rav is not assuming that you're going to pay him back. Obviously, you will pay him back, but it was never guaranteed that you're going to pay the Rav back. That might be a way that you could do it, because that case is a machlokes, as well as the Reis or the Rabbanon. So with all these terufin, we could possibly be makel in this case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.